Ok, yet another plaudit coming the way of Cape Town's Triggerfish Animation Studios. They are doing the most remarkable work, which is being enjoyed and honoured with awards and medals. The latest piece of entertainment to emerge from Triggerfish to be nominated for a significant international award is their animated children's feature Zog, which is up for Best Kids Animation at the International Emmys. This is a short film which is based on a very popular book by Julia Donaldson. That's a big name in children's books, and Axel Schaffer. They put it together in 2010. And it premiered on the BBC last Christmas. It had 5-star reviews. It had nearly 9 million viewers. And it had the highest share of any program broadcast across all of the television stations in the UK. Stuart Forrest is the CEO of Triggerfish. Stuart, congratulations again. I don't know how many times I'm saying that to Triggerfish people. What is it that you've got in the water coming through that building of yours?
Yeah, thanks, Janet. I think it just comes down to really incredible people with really amazing work ethic and a passion for the craft.
Just a little bit of background. How long has Triggerfish been around?
A long time. We started in 1996. It's been 23 years this year. And we're only just finding our feet and trying to figure out how to act internationally. But it's paying off, and we're reaching a maturity in our growth.
So much so that the number of people employed on a permanent basis and occasionally to contribute to projects is going up all of the time. It's becoming a sort of real creative hub.
Yeah, at the moment, 150 people right now. We've been up and down, but it's kind of steady at 150, and it's really an amazing atmosphere to be part of, to walk into an office every day and have just the sheer creativity of the people.
How did something like Zog come about? All right, so Julia Donaldson, who's best, you know, everybody knows her because of the Gruffalo books, and Axel Schaffer, they did this book in 2010. How do we get from that to the production of Zog and now the awards and all of the success it's having internationally?
Well, we have to go back to about 2007 when we were trying to find someone to help us raise money for our first feature film. And we approached Michael Rose, who had just finished up at Aardman, and he'd done several of our favorite projects, including Chicken Run and Wallace and Gromit. And he wasn't able to help at the time, but we started a relationship, and it took us about 8 years of hounding him every time we went to London and phoning him and getting his advice on things, that he eventually came to us and offered us a piece of work on one of his productions, Stickman. This was about 2015. And then gradually that became, we took over the whole production, and then we did another one and another one. And Zog was the fourth one that we had done for BBC Christmas. And we're busy with a fifth one right now. So it's been a long journey, but wonderful clients. The producers from London are the dream client, and they have amazing properties and really nice budgets, and everything works out really well.
I see that one of the awards it has got, Zog, Best Animation at the Shanghai International TV Festival, and then the Audience Award for ages 3 to 6 at a New York International Film Festival. But yes. I presume, I actually haven't seen it, but I presume that even though that is the sort of niche target market, that the parents of the 3, 4, 5, and 6-year-olds will maybe not enjoy it as much as their 4-year-olds, but they'll enjoy the film and their 4-year-olds' enjoyment of the film.
Yes, and I think that's what we've always tried to do. We started in 1999, I think, started doing work for Sesame Street on Takalani Sesame, and one of the things that we were always careful to have was make sure that if the parents watch it by accident, that they get a laugh as well. So it's been part of our culture to always create things for parents. There's a level there. But I think also just the beauty of the story, the music, the sensitivity of the animation, I think even if it is really geared at children, I think parents always enjoy watching it too.
How ambitious is Triggerfish? Yeah, you think of the huge animated features with Mark Wahlberg and Stephen Fry and the big names, Charlize Theron doing voices, coming out of Pixar Studios and so on. Is that where 10, 15, 20 years you'd like to be, or you're not?
We kind of have done a bit. I mean, we've had Samuel Jackson, Liam Neeson. Our next feature film, which is coming out next year, has got John Carney and Charlotte Copley in it, as well as J.K. Simmons. So we've got a trajectory to keep making big films. And of course, you know, budget's always the thing, but they get bigger and bigger every time, and we're going to keep going. We're busy with our first Netflix original series from a project that we pitched to them a couple of years ago, and that's now in production. And we have two feature films in production with a major studio from Los Angeles. So it's we're not going to stop. We have a huge vision. There's a huge opportunity. I think the world is really interested in what African writers and directors have to say, and I think there's a lot of material to use. So we're excited about the future.
And of those 150 people, roughly, that you employ at the moment, are the vast majority of them South African? Is there a production line of people who? Because what happens is that, I don't know, you hear about this and you know that your talents lie in that area, so you start to dabble, fiddle around, and get some skill, and then you join a company like Triggerfish, and you get more skilled, and so on.
Yeah, it's the vast majority are South African. I think we have a handful, probably five. Some people from Cameroon, Ghana, Nigeria, but the rest of it is South African.
And there are always people knocking on your door saying, teach me how to animate, or I know how to animate, teach me how to animate better.
Yeah, exactly. We do a lot of internships, and we have, there is great schools available in South Africa. One of our saving graces as a country is that we do have good schools, and so people come ready to animate. We do an internship for a year or so, and before long they're working at the highest level.
Fantastic. Lovely to have a positive conversation to finish off the afternoon. Thanks for talking to us, Stuart Forrest, the CEO of animation studio Triggerfish. It's right here in Cape Town, folks.